Three, two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hope to fuck. This sounds better than Shay Shay's leaked audio that he just had on Twitter. If you know, you know.
Hey.
See Beyond coming to you with a new mic. Shannon Sharp with the new sex tape. Join the ranks with Nikki. We got two old school, two new school. A lot going on. I think we get right into 9/11 Remembrance Day. As always, joined with Conrad's Corner, Eddie Turbo, Nikki Merritt, Nikki Six, producer Double Clicks, but with Shannon Sharp's leak sex tape, it has my mind in a pretzel. Turb, the king of Twitter, talk to us.
I mean, yeah, I look, I've been in the office all day. You want to just talk about every time we record the pod, I usually have about 30 minutes of time. I get home, just sit on my damn recliner and look at Twitter. And the first thing I see is Terrell Owens quote tweeting, "I think I know, I think I've heard that voice before." And I'm like, "What could this possibly be?" And it's just Shannon Sharp. I mean, balls to the wall. Furniture shaking, giving this woman every fucking inch he has. And it's like, we're talking like, and this released at like midday. I mean, like this happened at ha could had a
It's
had
a
to have been
1:30
2 o'clock.
sex tape. Yeah, it's
So
a
he just
1:30 p.m.
he
sex
stri
tape.
literally got done filming first take with Stephen A this morning and had one thing on his mind is to go home and beat some cheeks. And boy, did he ever.
Yeah,
You gotta respect it.
Operation Put a Hole in Her Back was a go right after work, dude.
Yeah.
All I know is, I mean, it puts into perspective that these guys, like when they're going through like their morning segments or doing morning shows, like that's their fuck hour. Like when it's like
They're
fucking
teed up, yeah.
like when the Herd with Colin Coward comes on, that's like their fucking bang time. Everyone else was 12 hours later and they're fucking, like you said, Ter, midday. Michelle Midday. That's what they call her. Fucking
Yeah.
wild.
I mean,
T.O.'s, T.O.'s fan.
brings me back to the college days,
Yeah,
where
yeah, so
just got done with
Conrad's.
Econ 120. What are you doing? My
T.O.'s
roommate's
saying,
at
like,
home.
yeah, T.O.'s like, oh, what's, I heard that name before. It's pretty much a nicer
Yeah.
way of saying how my nuts taste.
Yeah,
literally talk about like Terp, so true. Like I thought those days ended in college. It turns out when you're a fucking sports when you're a sports talk show host, like it all comes back. Like when Conrad's putting out on LinkedIn his 9/11 remembrance post, Shannon Sharp is balls deep with Midday Michelle. Just the different lives we live.
So
Different 24 hours in a day. Yeah.
no free ads, but the Nightcap, his podcast with Ocho Cinco, tweeted about 20 minutes ago. They're going live at 9 p.m. So as soon as we finish this pod, the caption of the tweet said, "You know why we're going live." So I'm 100% tuning in at 9 p.m.
Club Shay Shay about to be jumping.
Love Shay Shay.
I wonder
What
what
a
route.
start to that be.
Wonder what route he's gonna take. You got to commit to one route or the other. What
He
what?
his
He
route
tried to
saying he got
say,
hacked.
you know what? I'll clap the cheeks, Ocho. I'll clap the cheeks.
Yeah.
I
Well,
can
I
do it
tell you what,
to
I
him.
think he that's what he wants to
He's
say, and
gonna.
I think he realizes that there's a lot of cash on the line if
Yeah.
he is all in on that
It's a
take.
great
Yep.
PR
Imagine
stunt. The
he.
amount of people that are going to turn in, like, we might need, like, one of the boys to maybe do the same thing. I mean, it's going to be a great PR stunt. You're going to have thousands of listeners.
I'm just picturing him like popping on with like a bottle of Henny, like do rag wife beater.
Cigar,
Yeah,
black
what's
and
that black and mild
mild.
hanging out his mouth? Oh man,
Yeah,
that would
no,
be great.
I mean, if Paul Pierce gets fired from ESPN for taking pictures in a strip club, like how do you work around live sex tape to millions of people?
One of those things too, where now, I mean, Paul Pierce, it's like he might be the best thing for him. Now he's fully the strip club, the strip club guy. Like when he was on
He's on
Kevin
the other
Garnett's
side. He
podcast
took
live, he's bringing on strippers, like on like Kevin Garnett's live showing of like a podcast. Like, what are you doing, man? Like he now maybe Shannon Sharp just dives full into it, but there's no chance. There's no chance if I know Shannon
He's
Sharp.
fucked.
He's gonna deny. He'll be on First Take tomorrow, and Stephen A. Smith is just gonna be like, brother,
My
talk to
brother.
me. I know it's after the set, he's just like, hey, what was her name? Was that Michelle Beadle? She'd be doing a bed like that if I remember back in the day. Oh man, but boys, I mean, we're fucking here. I don't know. We had a hell of a weekend here in Charlotte. I was gonna start off with, just a quick little 9/11 remembrance, but now it's like, where were you when the Shannon Sharp sex tape got leaked?
Yeah, what a start to the epi. Johnny goes, I want to start off by talking about 9/11, but Shannon Sharp.
It is wild, dude, because because I was just thinking to myself today too. It's awesome to see that people still aren't forgetting. It's great because Nikki, I know you were like in high school, but for me, it was my literal first living memory. My literal first living memory was 9/11. I don't know about you, Conrad, or you, Turb, but not a lot of people have like when their first memory as a human being was. Now that was mine. And it's crazy to think it was 23 years ago. Don't have to go crazy on it, but just RIP to everyone involved. It's still insane
RIP.
that they did this at 10 o'clock instead of 8:30 to think it would have the death toll would have been like 50,000. It's insane to
Yeah.
think about how much more people could have died if they did it, if this happened, an hour later, 23 years ago. But I don't know. I just thought it was crazy that it's really my first living memory. It sucks that that's that, but
That's wild.
never
Yeah,
forget, man.
I have no recollection.
I think, I mean, I was in the fourth grade, not high school, but
Yeah, what a shot.
so
Nikki Ricochet, it's a new segment every single week.
Nikki
Conrad, this
Ricochet.
epic.
So it used to happen. It feels like it happened throughout history more because like news wasn't on a 24-hour cycle. But there's been very few moments, I think, in my lifetime, especially in y'all's lifetime, where it's like, where were you when this happened? Like, you know, there's like Elvis dying, JFK assassination, Pearl Harbor. Like for
This was
us,
all in your lifetime?
no,
Yeah,
those were not
whoa.
in my life. I'm saying before my lifetime, those are like big moments in history where like your parents will be like, I know exactly where it was when I heard like Elvis died. For us, I think it's 9/11, and it still it didn't really affect me, but like Michael Jackson, maybe like he was like
Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe. Okay, yeah, Kobe. There you go. So, I mean, but yeah, fourth grade for me got off the bus. They like we had like a an indoor recess day. They didn't send us home. We just had like the rest of the day where all the teachers were kind of like huddled up in the hallways talking to each other, and we just got to like play games the whole day. And then as soon as we got home, it was obviously still on the news, and my mom just sat us down and was like, some bad people did a bad thing today, and we watched it, and that was pretty much it. We went back to school, I think, the next day.
Nikki was
And
definitely a freak out kid. You were definitely the kid the next day
no.
that was a freaked out kid.
There was a kid in our class, Matt Martino. What's up, Matt?
Doxing.
His grandparents lived in Manhattan, and they had to evacuate because they were getting like a whole bunch of dust and stuff in their apartment. Because they were downwind from it, but he was freaking out when he heard something happened in New York City. So he was the freak out kid. But you know, like I said, we were pretty far
Rightfully
away
so.
from it. I think a afterward, people were more worried about like the anthrax being sent in the mail to like politicians. Like my mom said that her neighbors were like opening their mail with like rubber gloves, and she was like, why do you think a terrorist wants to kill a fucking house mom in Apex, North Carolina? Like, relax. But that's basically all I got for 9/11.
That's I mean, dude, to think that Conrad's Swiss Army knife in 2000 would have been like not even batted an eye boarding a plane. It's wild. I
Yeah.
remember reading out because I got into it big a couple years ago. You could have like a knife like the length of like your palm, like you could board with like a knife length of your palm. Like that's just fucking it's wild to think about what fucking I don't even know what TSA was doing pre-9/11, but fucking crazy time, crazy day, never forget.
Never
And
forget.
I mean, it was a time where it brought us all together. Just seg I mean terrible. I just don't want to do a segue with this. I just like I was just gonna be like a time it brings us all together like football does, but I'm not even gonna go there. I'm just gonna let some
Minute
silence.
of
Segues,
silence. Johnny
Here's
Segues.
a segue. Here's a segue. TSA, not a great invention of all time. It caused every
Yeah.
hassle.
They atta boy, Nikki, atta boy.
Well, it would be a great invention, actually.
Yeah,
Except for my Swiss Army knife.
They haven't stopped anything, but
TSA is a
go ahead.
fucked
They weren't a
invention. Are you
thing
kidding me?
until
Well, I will say this about the TSA invention. Like Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian, has one of his sets. You go to other countries, they got machine guns. They
First
got
of all,
bomb squad. We have a guy in a blue shirt who's overweight screaming at you.
yeah, the fact that I still have to take my shoes off at TSA and I have to put my laptop in a separate bin, you tell me technology has not advanced that much that I still have to do those things. Fuck you, TSA. Terrible invention.
Yeah, Woody gets
I should be able to
roped.
walk right through that bitch with my bag and everything.
Yeah,
And if there's
how do
something sketchy,
casinos?
then they should be able to just pull me to the side and fucking pull my shit off. I shouldn't have to strip down and have them grab my nuts.
Like I lit off a fire extinguisher in a VIP room at the Bellagio 3 years ago. I'm pissing my pants for when I go back
Oh,
there.
God.
when I'm 35 years old, facial recognition, when I'll be down in a fucking basement getting a hammer to my knuckles. Yet you're telling me they can't do that in airports? Like, fucking, yeah. It's like that. Like, I mean, casinos got it figured out. Casinos got it figured out. And let's get right into it, boys. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. We got to get into Conrad and Nikki's updated records. We got to get into NFL fantasy talk.
Yeah, week ball. One. I mean, what a week one script for NFL. You just, that, oh, the script writers are just going to work early.
Before we get into it, I was discussing, we go crazy this week and go with a top five to start things off. It seems like everyone's on board. Nikki, you won the last poll we had for college football uniforms in a landslide victory. Then Conrad, the surprising second place, myself in third.
Not that surprising.
The surprising back end was Turb. We all thought Turb was going to be the favorite to win the thing. Turns out, Pander Nikki, Pander Nikki, Pander Nikki. Our followers are easy to be bought, just like the big fellas easy to be bought. And Nikki, you get to choose where you want to go in this lineup.
We gotta lay some shit down. Okay, we'll pick where you want to go, but
I'm just
putting it this way: you can't be like, oh, technology, and then everything that requires technology is out of the fucking
because creations too are like, I mean, fire, like that's a
right.
Yeah, fire's crazy. That's
fire's crazy, water's crazy. Yeah,
anything to that. That's like the umbrella. That's the umbrella of every, like, you can't say something that's the umbrella. I mean, you can. I personally don't think like you saying technology versus like some other things that are in my head are not gonna hit as hard on the graphics. So by all means, I'm just saying you can't box everything out that touches that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be specific. Right.
Yeah, okay. Nothing like shelter or anything like that. Okay,
I think if it's like in the gray area, we should like veto.
Shelter. Roofs. Shelter's
a good one. Shelter's a good one. All right, big fella, where are you going in this rotation?
All right, I think I've got an easy 1-1, so I'm just gonna lock it in. I'll go first. I'll win this.
Yeah,
one.
You're going first, Conrad. Where you want to go?
I'll go second.
Perfect.
All right, I'll go third.
Perfect. Fourth. Yeah. Nikki, let me get the.
That was just,
I kind of boned myself.
No, that's right. You get to pick, Conrad. It's not.
I boned myself there because Turb's going to get the back to back, but whatever. Screw it. Nikki, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take 4/3 any day.
Okay. I think this is the easiest 1-1 of all time. I don't know how I would live without it. I don't know how people live without it. Air conditioning.
Yeah. That's the first thing I wrote down.
It's a really good one.
Oh boy, am I going? I'm going so Nikki Panders on this. It's going to be incredible.
I'm trying to think. How do you even?
I just love it. How inventions. I knew your guys' invention thoughts were gonna. My invention thoughts are so different, and I cannot wait.
And for the folks, wait. It's top five inventions / I guess creations. So top five human inventions / creations. Nikki's off the 1-1 air conditioning. That's I had it up there. Conrad, what do you got in the 2-hole? You did this with the uniforms. How are you stuttering on your first pick?
It's because I got two good ones that I want here. And I'm like, which one do I want? Which one do I think is going to get back to me? I'm going to go with plumbing.
I literally just wrote that down. It's a good one.
Indoor plumbing. Yeah, plumbing. And it's like toilet, shower, nice. All that.
Got it. All right. I'm going to go next. With automobiles, cars.
Oh, let's go. All right.
Yeah, I had that.
All right, you guys ready for these two? I'm going to go American football.
Yep.
Yep. Had that.
And porn. American football and porn.
Yeah, that's quite
the horny audience. The horny audience.
Dirty Panders is here to play, baby. Put it on the ground.
Wow, he really wants this win.
Yeah,
that's quite a degenerate combo. That's quite a degenerate combo.
And porn. I know my audience. God damn it! You have your air conditioning, all American right, football, and porn.
I mean, you left me a basic one: cell phones. Fucking,
yeah, go ahead.
Where the fuck would I be without a phone? Where the fuck would I be without a phone?
I love it. I don't think any of mine are gonna ever get taken.
Nikki,
so this
Nikki's
is great.
Just like Doritos.
All right, so I'm up. I'm going to go with alcohol.
Nice. Had it. Now we're talking Panders. Had it.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. My pick was going to be cold beer. That's a great pick with alcohol. Give me GPS. How did anyone get around without knowing where
Yeah,
they were going? Easy
that's
guess.
a really, yeah, that's
I
a good
mean,
one.
seriously. You ever told me we used to drive around with pieces of paper and
Yeah,
read,
the
like,
maps,
okay.
I still can't comprehend that. I still can't comprehend map quests. You take one wrong turn, you have to go back to where
Yeah,
you originally
it's a
were,
good one.
right?
So
I mean,
many
it's.
U-turns, like illegal U-turns happen, and just people getting smoked in accidents. Shout out Mitch Davis.
All right, Conrad. Or what, Nikki? Nikki just dropped
Oh,
his second one.
he's got,
Nikki, do
I
you
got
go
one
back,
more.
Nikki?
He's
Yeah.
got
Yeah,
one
he's got one
more.
more.
Yeah, I got one more. All right. Give me the light bulb.
Yes.
There you
Classic.
go.
All right, that's a good. All
Classic.
right, that's a good one. All right, Conrad.
All right. We're doing five total, correct?
Yeah, five. I'll tell you what, it might get a little, stretchy at the back end.
Yeah,
We're still learning.
I've got
If you want to
advice you
talk,
want for one of y'all's, and we'll have to discuss, but
you want to talk panders, this is the most pandering thing possible. Sports gambling. Great
that's a good
invention.
one.
Great
Literally why
invention,
we're all here.
it's done a toll on people that I know close to me. I don't
Great
know. I don't know why they're
invention if
here.
you're the book. It's a great invention if you're the book. Yeah. It's a,
Again, done a
it's
toll
also
on
why
people
we're
close
here.
to you, and you're the book as well. It's yeah, it's but still, it's a good
It's why
one.
we're here.
Gets the people going. I mean, I gotta go with my third one. Give me guns.
Guns.
Yeah, that's a
Give
good
me
one.
guns.
Guns.
Guy
Give me
doesn't even own
guns.
one. Doesn't even.
Yeah.
When's the last time you shot a gun? You sound like
Last time I
fucking.
shot a gun was 2019.
Oh my God.
Okay,
Well,
okay.
I stole up
Carambine
my
one, but you live
liberty.
in North
Stole up my
Do I
liberty.
want to? Do I want to do your guys's like bullshit, like actual, like technically, like yeah, our life would suck without it, or do I just go full pander? All right, I have a
Be true to
question here.
yourself.
I've got two to you, so I'm gonna throw this one out there because I'd either use it now or on the back end. Johnny said you said cars, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I do cruise control? Because cars came out a
Yes.
long
Yeah.
time. All
Yeah.
right,
Yeah.
cruise
Absolutely.
control.
Absolutely. That's a great
Cruise
pick.
control.
I had that
Cruise
as well.
control.
I had that.
Cruise
Damn,
control.
that's a really good one.
Cars
That and
suck
MapQuest are
without
really
cruise
good.
control. And then let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Sliced bread. Give me sliced bread. Come
Oh
on,
man.
dude. Come on, dude. If I lose this draft,
Wow.
I am not
My
blowing no
God.
goddamn Wyoming pick, baby. I am not doing it.
Oh my
Sliced bread
God.
I can't
All
believe
time.
sliced bread came back to me that long, dude. Oh my
That's
God, it's a good one.
crazy. I didn't
It's
even
literally
think
a
about
term. Best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, that's a good one. Go ahead. I'm really going to one demographic here. Give me grills. Give me grills. Give me grills. Give me grills. You
Johnny
know how much my
panders.
life
He's
has
trying to make
changed
up
since
for
I've been home
lost
with a
time.
grill? I'm really pandering to one specific demographic here.
Yeah, it's literally any guy over the fucking age of 40.
Monroe, North
Big
Carolina.
Ken.
It's Monroe, North Carolina right now. I'm really hitting hard with them.
Yeah, you are.
Right,
Nice.
Conrad.
All right, I'm gonna take
Slice bread and porn is just the
I'm going to take Jesus. My list is not as deep as I thought it was.
gonna say not invention, but
No, not
Jesus, Jesus. I'm gonna take
Jesus.
Jesus. I'm gonna take the Pope.
I'm gonna go ahead and take Twitter. Twitter is great.
I
If you're
had
on
it on
Twitter, it's
there.
fucking
That's a good
hilarious.
one.
It
Me
is the
and
best
Peter,
thing.
it's definitely like to a certain demographic. But God,
Yeah.
I fucking love Twitter. I'd give away all my other apps to keep Twitter on my phone.
Absolutely,
Oh, dude,
yes.
I just came up with a wild one. All right, Nikki. Nikki has the back to back, his last two.
Yeah, I'm going conventional. I think you guys are pandering too hard. I don't know that you're going to pick them up. Give me the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Run the damn ball, Nikki. Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
And circling back, you want to talk about horses to cars to airplanes, baby. Give me airplanes.
On my list, run the
There you
ball,
as a
Nikki.
big
Run the
fella, as a
ball.
big fella too. Talk about pander. Well, I mean, first class airplanes a lot different than what those usual folk are used to.
Yeah, I don't sit in the back with the pores, dude. I enjoy an airplane. How about that?
All right,
Okay, good
Conrad.
pick. Good last pick. Good last pick. I mean, Nikki's list is just like at like Reddit top five inventions that you've seen a million
Yeah,
times.
this guy literally Googled top 30 inventions of all time.
And wrote down the
Use
first
your
one.
brain,
I was all off the
goddammit. Think
dome.
outside the box, Nikki. Come on.
Nikki's fourth one though did just he did. There's one that's like that that I'm thinking, but yeah.
Refrigerator. All right, so I got plumbing, alcohol, sports gambling, and Twitter. I have a ton on my list still that I think I could go with.
I have so many. Literally none of mine.
I
I didn't I
don't
don't think I
know.
put a single like bullshit normal invention on my I have like 30 rant. I can't wait to go through my list after this. You guys are going to die.
I got to think like a little bit outside the box here, and I'm just going to go with food delivery apps.
Nice.
I
Yeah,
mean,
that's a
that
good
is just a
one.
great, think about it. What did
Great
they
one.
do back in the 80s if they were just like,
The 80s,
you
I mean, food delivery apps are the
know, I mean,
last
I still,
20
like you're
years.
calling, like you're calling,
Yeah,
but
but
yeah,
back
I
in the
might make
day,
the
all it
argument the calling was better. Now you can't call your local.
back in the day, all it
Yeah, I know,
was
you're
like
like 70 years old.
pizza delivery. Like, I think the delivery apps is where it's key
Right.
because then
Yeah.
you can get anything delivered, like
Anything, literally anything you
Domino's
could
was
ever
groundbreaking.
imagine.
Alcohol delivered. Alcohol,
That's
your
actually,
fucking
that's
your number
crazy.
two
Yeah.
pick.
Shout out GoPuff, no free ads.
Remember Domino's was groundbreaking with their tracker. That's
The
fucking such
tracker.
bullshit. Fucking, but to be honest, the Conrad though, now you can't call your local pizza place. Now it has to be DoorDash, and your $20 pizza is now $40. That is the one downfall.
Well,
They infiltrate the pizza, and I can't stand that.
I would argue you need to get a better pizza spot then, because my pizza spot is call-in only, cash only.
Yeah,
If
see,
you
you're
don't
gonna get
show
that in the
up, it's on your
Northeast.
bill.
You're not gonna get that down south. That's you're gonna get that in the Northeast. Fair enough.
Well,
But yeah, I mean, they had to be invented at one point. Give me clothes on my 5-1. I can imagine the big
oh
fella.
my God.
I don't
Imagine the
know
big
about
fella not
that.
being able to wear clothes, walking around town with a fucking robe on. Give
I
me
mean,
clothes in my
there's
5-1.
always been a form of clothes though,
Yeah,
like
that's a bad
whether what
fit.
are you talking
So
about? Like you get the leaf clothes, like
just you gotta think about I've started thinking. I'm thinking about the graphic. How does it look? Are people saying clothes that hits home? No, absolutely not.
yeah, good call. You gotta have that trash bag in
Have
your trash
it.
fork.
All right. Well, what? This is the last pick of the draft.
Last pick.
Last pick,
Last
Mr.
pick.
Irrelevant.
All right. Just close the box. If I lose this draft, cut my neck off. Last invention, the guitar. Everything. Music, everything, electric, acoustic, doesn't matter. The guitar.
Yeah, I really did
The
not go outside the
guitar.
box on this one.
It's a
Yeah,
good pick.
that's
That's a
good.
good pick too.
The
Yeah,
guitar,
guitar, so
drums. I mean,
what's good?
music.
What do
You
you?
could just music in general.
I
Like,
know.
yeah.
I was thinking like music, and I
Yeah.
just feel like that's like
Too
saying
broad. Too broad.
technology. That's like
Yeah.
saying technology. So give me the guitar. No music's made without a guitar.
Yeah, so I mean, Terp has cornered music, food, driving, sexual desires, and sports. I mean, yeah, he really covered the board. So I'll go through the five. We got Nikki, AC, GPS, light bulb, refrigerator, airplanes, Conrad with plumbing, alcohol, sports gambling, Twitter, food delivery apps, Jan with cars, phones, guns, grills, clothes, Turb with American football, porn,
What
cruise
is
control.
John's Kirk Cousins fucking list, or is that a
Yes.
fucking
I just thought I would be able to rip this off the dome, but I got to hear Terbs extras because Terbs is American football, porn, cruise control, sliced bread, guitar, and let's get to what we missed and
Wait,
what we
how
could
many?
have
Wait,
added.
say that again. Wait,
American football, porn, cruise control, sliced bread, guitar.
okay, yeah, that's five. I just want to make sure I had five. Okay,
All right, what else could we throw in there?
so I was debating because American football, like again, I was going so graphic driven that I like almost said the hell with American football and almost did red zone. Red
That's
zone
what I have is red zone.
red zone's so good. I had
Off,
I
yeah.
had. I had sliced bread. I thought that was going to get taken because I was going to sit on that. My next pivot would have been French fries. Everybody fucking loves French fries. Such a good invention.
Is that an invention or like a
Yes,
creation? Like you create from
I mean,
here.
is
If you
bread
look
is
up how
bread
French
an
fries came
invention
about,
or
it's gonna
is
be a
sliced bread an
guy.
invention or creation? That's sliced potatoes. That's
Sliced
French
potato,
fries.
baby.
I had alarm clocks. Alarm clocks are great. I mean, Nikki is fucking
Yeah.
literally a bear without alarm
Yeah.
clocks,
You
if
want
that.
You want to hear something crazy? I have an alarm clock for people who are hard of hearing. It has a vibrating piece that I put
Yeah,
in my
there
pillow.
you go. Like, alarm clock is so massive. I'd get fired from every job I'd have. I
Yeah,
had
how did people
gifts.
wake up for work in the
Yeah.
1800s? They just
Town
woke up.
crier.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a rooster
Yeah,
in your
you had to
goddamn
have one.
house.
Yeah, you
Town
had to
crier
have
would
one.
come and just scream in the middle of the square and everyone would wake up.
Yeah, they had door knockers, people that would just knock on your window.
I could have really just done you guys dirty and done American football and golf. I can't believe after I said American football, no one even thought to say
Oh my God,
golf.
I didn't even think about
That's good on
sport.
us though to kind of like
Yeah, I mean,
not
yeah.
just go super chalk.
Right. I mean, I left it out there because I was like, I'm doing one or the other. I
Oh
had
my
just a
God,
lot of
golf's a huge miss. That's like my weekend right there.
Flop
Or you could have
shots,
said, I
bad
mean,
flop
or you could have
shots.
said, I was thinking about saying golf carts. I mean, how miserable would golf be if you
Yeah,
had a
golf carts
fucking
would have been massive in the
wow.
five
Yeah.
hole.
I
That's a good
mean,
one.
massive. I had massive ones. I had gifts, fucking like just the making of motion fucking memes and everything
Yeah.
is incredible. Ranch dressing, ranch fucking dressing. I mean, everyone,
Yeah.
how do you not like ranch dressing? You guys got the alcohol, you got the plumbing. I said two hygiene things, didn't even was like fuck it, like deodorant, toothpaste. That's might as well say air conditioning and fucking clothes. Surround sound is huge. I mean, think about like you talk about football stadiums, concerts, fucking your car, like everything, surround sound. Overtime rules, just because like I mean who fucking wants a
Yeah.
draw in any sport? Fuck you, soccer. Overtime rules. 3-point line in basketball, 3-point line. I mean, fuck, what the fuck is basketball without a 3-point line?
Yeah, great
And then
invention.
what? I mean, you'd
No, just keep
rather
going,
no
keep
three.
going. No, I was
And then my
what's
last
yours?
three, I was thinking about this one, but Pete kind of got it with the DoorDash shit. I said electronic payments just because it's makes life so much easier. Bluetooth, didn't want to fucking mess around. It was either that with surround sound. And then the last one, I said porn, so I checked off the girl category, but fucking razors, dude. Imagine if there was no razors. Every girl would be hairier than dirt. They'd have a full bush,
Dude, yeah,
arm
razor's
fucking
huge.
leg hair, armpit hair, everything.
Oh
So
my God.
the boy was in his bag tonight, in his fucking bag.
Yeah, what I was gonna say was like you could literally say anything you thought of was is an invention, like
Like
yeah.
Nikki masseuses. Where would Nikki be without his monthly
Yeah,
massage?
exactly. T like wall like TV mounts, TV wall mounts, like
the golf cart one is massive
I was
because
just
I
thinking
can't
of
even
like,
imagine walking around a
I was
golf right
thinking of
now.
like five categories, like guys categories. And it was like sports, music, girls, and like television or
And
fucking
cars.
like, yeah, like
Yeah.
normal shit like that. And then just
Imagine Pete
thinking
without
what we need to do
Venmo.
for like, he needs like a
Imagine Connor
category.
without Venmo. He's going to Western Union at ECU to fucking pay off a bookie in fucking
Oof.
Massachusetts. He has to
Yeah, well,
Western
that's when the
Union.
bookie comes knocking.
Yeah,
That's when the bookie actually comes knocking.
that's
that's
when
that
you
is
just
yeah,
drive to a
dude.
different state and change your name. Oh
I have a massive one that I don't know how I didn't put in my list until thinking of it right now. Drugs. How did no
yeah.
one pick
Yeah.
drugs?
That's what I'm saying. Like you could literally pick anything.
Yeah, dude, that's yeah,
Here,
I mean we could do next week top five worst. I mean,
yeah,
DMV,
I know. I thought of a
CSA,
lot of
like you
worse. I
could
thought of a
do
lot of
there's some
worse.
I had PTO, hybrid work schedules, streamies, pizza.
It's like Conrad's
I
dream
have
career.
workers union, so we have the weekend. Jail to keep all of our criminals tucked away. Toilets and Quizlet for me to pass college.
Yeah. What was what yeah.
Wait, hold on, sorry.
Those are all better
Pete.
than the picks that you had.
Yeah,
Yeah,
those were
wait,
bangers.
Pete, and I'm not even kidding you when I've sat down my 30 minutes before the pod, and all I did was just sit there, scroll on Twitter, think about things. And like one of the first inventions I thought of, and I was like, Pete's gonna have this, and I don't really, it doesn't pertain to me as much as Pete, but how did you not put wet wipes down, dude? Wet wipes is your
Oh my God. That's a huge miss.
Wet
Oh my
wipes. Like,
God.
bro, where are you without fucking wet
Because
wipes?
let me tell you, being back home,
That's
like
a major
I go off the
miss.
TP in the house,
That's a
it's
major
nothing like
miss.
the dude wipes,
What?
man. It's
Peter with the
nothing.
wet
I
wipes would
can't.
have locked so many people in because they just
Oh
know
my
it was coming.
day. Like a bidet. I've been getting so much bidet shit on my Instagram. I'm like, now now I'm like, I might pull triggers. It's everywhere. Joey Diaz is talking about it. I'm getting fucking ads about it. No idea where it came about, but now it's got me thinking.
That's the biggest loss for me and the faithful right there. I was obviously not in my prime thinking state. I was driving home on 95 from work when I started thinking about this list. So I was just like,
be honest, dude. I didn't even see the group chat until I got home, and I just went 30 minutes fucking brain power, brain surge. Yeah, if I lose this draft, it's fucking rigged. I'm done.
I know, because Turb was so fired up with the jerseys, and he's just as fired up now. He can't come in fourth.
I knew I fumbled a pick on the jerseys ones where I knew it was like I have a chance of just losing this like pretty easily. I don't think I missed a single pick there. I covered every ground there is.
I even say like water bottle too, dude. Like imagine not being able to carry water with you anywhere you go.
I think easily.
Foxholes. I just go foxholes, my number five hole. Yeah. My demographic, foxholes.
Yeah, we definitely have
the US of A.
We definitely have John, aka Harrison Butker, with his list. I think he's easy last place.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know, dude. Fucking cars. Imagine not having a fucking car. Like, what the fuck would you do? I mean, I guess public transportation. I don't know. Fuck that, though.
I mean, I do respect Turb's list. I think going chalk, I think you might be surprised. Like, AC, GPS.
There's a lot of simpletons out there. There's a lot of simpletons.
I mean, well, dude, AC is, I mean, I can just.
Well,
I can,
if you're going, if you're going simpleton, then Johnny will beat mine, because mine, like, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're going by, like, technically, is porn more important than your clothes? Like, yeah. Or is cars more? No, I mean, not really, though. Like, I'd give up porn to have clothes on my back every day. Like,
no, I'm just saying, right, in terms of getting votes, porn is definitely way above clothes.
Yeah, right. Well, it's way above airplanes as well, and way above like.
Yeah, because airplane, it's like what you really fly an airplane what maybe 5 times a year. You know, it's like maybe it's
imagine walking there. That's unbelievable.
Well, I can drive there, and Turb can cruise control there, and Conrad can food deliver.
I'll sit in the AC.
But that's the thing about experience.
DoorDash there.
Yeah.
I fumbled this draft so badly again.
This is the second draft in a row.
The thing that hurt you, Conrad. Dreams tonight. Is what you named after, like Nikki said, was like competes with what you gave. That's what I know, dude. It competes with what you gave.
And I was gonna go down that route, like PTO, fucking extreme east, like jails. How would I not pick jails? It was such a good pick. Imagine there's just criminals walking around all the time.
I had it, but then I like, and then I start thinking about like sometimes I've gotten fucked over where I'm like, fuck jail. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah,
brother.
Well, I mean,
I'm also like,
don't break the law.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, you either, buddy. Like, yeah, don't fucking breathe air.
Yeah, we're talking about Johnny Gaudreau last episode, his brother, RIP, and Conrad just goes drinking and driving.
Responsibly.
Finding your keys in your pocket after 7 whiskey drinks at the bar.
The one on the list though that you just can't live without. I mean, Conrad from experience, it's AC. I mean,
yeah, no.
You can shit in a hole. You can shit in a hole. You can piss outside. The AC is just. I mean, that's all I can stop thinking.
AC and plumbing were like without it. Yeah, the two on my list.
The
fun part about being in that 4 hole is that you can like I could tell that. All right, if that's how you guys are going, I'm going completely opposite. Like, if I was in the 1 or 2 spot, I'm probably taking a chalk pick there just to see. But I was like, nah, we're going fucking haywire here.
That's kind of why I was stuttering at the beginning, because Nikki went AC, and I was like, do I have to go plumbing here? Like, how is this going to turn out?
Yeah, you got a terrible spot.
Wet wipes is an easy 1-1 for me.
Four in the jerseys was terrible, and 2 in this was terrible, because you either go with Nikki's path, you make your own path. I mean, yeah, I think we're going to see what the people say. I mean, like we said, we can probably do top 5 worst inventions next epi and have just as much, but I love it. That's a great start to the pod. We'll see what the faithful say. I think right now, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but like last time we did this, I think Turb is probably going to be up there. We'll see what the people say.
Well, Nikki, we agreed last time that Nikki, he finished the draft.
I forgot how many people love Oregon's fucking unis. I mean, he knew what he was doing there. And that's to Nikki's credit. He fucking loves Oregon's unis. So
yeah,
it all worked out. Conrad, hopefully you're not kicking yourself again. You never know what can happen. You came in second last time we did the top 5. You never know what can happen. And speaking of records, what has been done in the past? Give us what you guys did in college football last weekend, Nikki.
So we made, I think, $1,100 this weekend. Obviously,
nice.
We took Tennessee by a billion over NC State. It's the easiest play of all time. We did miss the Iowa State under by, I think, a point and a half.
Damn.
That's tough, but I think the line will correct. They're still not going to score a lot of points. They only scored 20 points. So they're going to continue to rise.
Last second field goal, too, that hit the over. Exactly.
So barely missed on that. And then also had Oregon, Boise State over. That was another max bet I had.
So Oregon, 2-1 on the video?
2-1 on the video. And then
what's the record?
3-3.
2-1 last week, 3-3, so I can get this up to the people tomorrow. 2-1 last weekend. 3-3 all time on the season. Conrad.
6-3 last weekend. I said in my video, 6-3 or better was a lock. I told everybody personally who was in my DMs, who was in my corner, I said Navy minus 12 is the biggest lock of the day. Temple, bad football team, bad football program, bad football school. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. 17-11 on the season. 6-3 last week, 17-11 on the season. Started slow, picking back up. Conrad's corner. 6-3 or better, Navy.
I love watching Conrad. Nice.
What's the overall, Conrad, real quick?
17-11.
17-11, 6-3. Wow. All right, let's go. It's unusual territory. Usually Conrad is scratching and clawing, and he catches fire in the later part of September.
I love watching Conrad's story early when his bets are hitting, and then like he starts out like 2-0, 3-0 story.
Oh, yeah.
The last four bets go 1-3, and you hear nothing from him.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's the king of it.
To be fair,
5-0, and then that was the end of the day on the story for Conrad.
Yeah.
I'm not posting losses on the story. I'm posting wins on the story. I'm not going to post my own.
As long as you post the final record.
Everyone sees the video.
They need to see the results. They don't look at all the games. When they're clicking through their Monday morning dumps, they're going to see Conrad's corner 1-0, 2-0, 2-3. Ended up 6-3. Bang. Conrad's corner. Suck me.
It's not easy.
You go 1-5 as long as that one is an underdog smacker that you said is a no-brainer. That's all.
Plus 350 week zero against a top 10 team. Lock it in.
I was thinking too. I was getting my mind twirling today. What do you guys think? I was thinking about for college football. We all bring to the table like a money line underdog that we like for the week. We do like and we all give one out for the people, and then like I'll make like a post on LRP, like an LRP money line parlay type thing. I know we're not really prepared for it this week, but if we want, I was thinking about something.
I think we just do. I don't think it has to be money line. I think we should do what I was trying to get cooked up, which Johnny was in fucking La La Land for. I think we do an LRP parlay, four legger. It has to be like 130 or better. So it doesn't have to be any underdog. Pick. And then you get four picks, even if they're all minus 110, that's somebody, whoever wants to ride that. I mean, it gives a better chance of hitting, and it's going to be juiced no matter what. So
yeah, so let's bang that for college football, bang it for NFL. And last weekend, absolute motley crew. Me, Nikki, T-Dunn, Meatball, Allie, her two friends. I mean, just an absolute – it was one of those weekends, Conrad, where I never thought I'd see the day. I think Meatball was the most well-off on Saturday night.
Wow.
It was – Allie – couldn't stop talking about it. She was like so impressed how like he was getting waters at the bar. She was like, her breath was taken away. And I was like, really? Was it me in the relationship that was the fucking anchor on him? Because he was a different person this weekend. His shades at Allie's house. His hat is in like a hobo's head right now. His wallet was in Nikki's fucking nutsack. It was all over the place.
So let me take over here, John.
College game days, man. It takes me back to college. I feel like I can be 20 years old again.
Has me terrified when Charlotte comes to town a month from now. That is going to be a fucking day when ECU is in town. When ECU's in town. Oh, my God.
Conrad.
ECU tailgate.
The sun goes down, and we're trying to meet up with Turb. So we call Turb. Where are you at? I'm here. I'm right here. I'm here. And so we finally get him to send his location. We go out on a rescue mission. We pull up. His pants are torn from the waistline to the bottom of his ass.
Oh, my God.
We pick him up. We go back to the house. We go out to Rose's, the country bar, obviously. And then we walk in, and I'm like, here, give me your ID. I'll show both of ours to, like, you don't speak to the bouncer because we have to get you in this club. We go directly to the bar. I get a Red Bull vodka. Turb gets just a Red Bull.
Red Bull might be worse. Just
Red water. Bull. And so I pocket
Red Bull water.
Yeah, I pocket his wallet. Not like he can't have this. He's gonna lose it. And then
good friend.
Probably a good thing, or I would have spent it more than I would have lost it.
Right. End up getting too drunk, too hot, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Classic move.
I dip home after trying to ride a bird scooter like 7 miles. Didn't work. Stopped and called an Uber and made it back. Drew Texas in the morning. He's like, hat's gone, wallet's gone. And I like roll over in my bed. I pick up what I think is my wallet. No, Drew's wallet just right in my bed next to me.
So Mickey, too. Like,
I big savior,
that.
Though.
That's that a night, huge save.
That saves scaries massive, to dude. like the scaries go from. You know the stadium pulse when it's like fucking stadium pulse is at full level?
Oh, yeah.
That went from full level to like I was at like Bowling Green. I was like, all right, I'm good. A little rattle on third down. I'm fine.
Dude, yeah, it's really, like I remember, dude. I'll tell you what, too. Seeing the Nikki Turb duo at Roses was something to see. It was like fucking watching Mikhail and Bird. It was like watching.
Yeah, it's like Chuck and it's like Chuck and Larry, dude.
Oh, because I mean, Larry. Because the big fella, he can't move without touching people. So whenever he goes somewhere, he's what's up, brother? On your left. What's up, homegirl? On your right, and just like everyone's like, he's talking. He's always gonna be talking.
Like it's like he's going 99 miles an hour down an alpine slope. He's like, yeah, coming up on your left, coming up on your right.
Then so you got Nikki dancing with anyone and everyone's girlfriend, and you got Turb next to him, who's howling at a girl who's surrounded by six dudes, looking around for who it is, and you just see Turb doing the point at her, point at me, like that was me who said that dirty shit. And you know, just a fucking T-Dun was getting in the fucking
mix. T-Dun pulled.
Yeah, that's what I mean again, it's like nobody fucking nobody would have heard of fucking Mo Williams. It wasn't for LeBron and fucking his Robin and crime. I mean, when you got Shaq and Kobe out there, Ron Artest can feed. I mean, when you guys are doing your thing, everyone is out there. I mean, I was having a fucking.
Yeah, it gets
what a compliment
elevates,
from Johnny.
It elevates everyone's game. You know what I mean? It just you know that it's like, all right, you know, LeBron, Jordan and Pippen are here. Well, fucking Steve Kerr's going to come in the mix every now and then and have his shots.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah. And to finish it off, Conrad, fucking it come to find out, like, I guess it's a massive problem when Turb hit me up about it. When I told him what was going on that night, you're wondering why I'm in Verizon at 1:30 on a Sunday. Because Allie got her phone pickpocketed at Rose's. Come to find out the next morning, I knew it was gone. Because I've left my phone at a couple of bars, like in Michigan. And I log in to find my friends. And you see the live. You get the live location.
If you know you're not on like 10% at the bar, you know that your phone is like going to show up where it is.
Right. So when she discovered her phone was missing, she hops on her friend's phone, find my iPhone. She logs in. It's like last seen 19 minutes ago. I give it a call, goes right to voicemail. I know it's been taken. And I'm thinking, who the fuck is even taking phones nowadays? Well, you can do with the lost mode and turn into a brick. Come to find out the fucking, so I'm like looking on the floor with my flashlight with people dancing everywhere. I'm going to every bartender. So that next morning, we're like, maybe it was on the floor and it maybe got stomped on. And that's why it broke. And that's why it's going right to voicemail. She gets there at 1 o'clock when they open. There's six other girls. There's two girls from Tennessee that got pickpocketed too. And have to make the drive back to fucking Knoxville with no phone. And all these girls were like, I heard in line last night, like, watch your
I don't know
pickpocketing. And I was like, how, like,
you know what it is, you know what it is, you know,
they
what
got
it is
a scam.
I thought about it.
Well,
I thought about it. It has to be something with the bathroom, because It's separate. It's always girls, and it's always the girls' phones getting stolen. It has to, because if it were girls and guys, then like they would be happening like at the bar on the dance floor. But it's always girls, and it's always their phones. So there has to be somebody like lurking in bathrooms or something to and just finesses.
100%. What it is when girls go out, they're wearing dresses that don't normally have pockets, and they have their purse, and they leave their purse unzipped, and you're not going to feel somebody dip right into your purse.
Yeah, true.
Because Allie was wearing like a shoulder bag, and I saw it unzipped. That's the first thing I thought of when you were like, her phone's
It's gone. Like one of those magnetic clips.
Yeah.
So yeah, that slides right in. And like, that's like, people are like, why didn't they take the wallet too and shit? I'm like, well, if this is a thing, like if Terps has heard about it, other people have heard about it, they must have some sort of scam going.
Yeah, it's just long gone.
Yeah, because she was checking the location like Sunday night. It was in like Miami. I was like, yo.
No way.
There's got to be some suck pre in fucking India that they ship it to.
The next day, immediate ship. And it's.
I will say,
I didn't even think it was a thing nowadays. Just what you can do with the loss mode and
it's not, but
it's like
something that bar is.
What Turb was saying about the electronic payments, everyone has like Venmo, Cash App, everything on their phones. Like if you can get in, if somebody doesn't have a password set, you can get right into their phone and send yourself some money. And then
they're not doing that without a password break-in system. There's no chance. No chance.
That's another thing. They've got a system. When you do the double click, and like your shit comes up, you need Face ID. But Nikki doesn't have Face ID or a passcode. So I mean, Nikki.
Yeah, well, he's the only one. I promise you, what it does is it. You know, and it does Face ID. Like even sometimes when I'm fucking hungover, it doesn't recognize my ugly ass face, and you have to like still put your passcode in. So they probably just do that and ask for the passcode. Somehow they have a system. They can break into the passcode and then phone's theirs.
Fuck that.
It sounded like a fun weekend, boys. I was messaging Johnny. I was jealous I wasn't there. It'd been a perfect night out. Have roses with the boys, it sounds like. So.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. I didn't realize fucking Nikki with all sisters, how much into pop culture he is. I mean, he's talking to one of Allie's friends who's getting married in 2 weeks about like how she should get a more modest dress. I'm like, she's like, I'm getting married in 2 weeks. Nikki's like, I like you in this one. I'm like, fucking, like, I didn't know. I forgot how versatile this guy is. Fucking
zesty.
yeah, exactly. Those T-Rex arms were fucking flaring for the big fella. It was a good time. We fucking missed you, Conrad. It just got me so juiced up for a month from now when our East Carolina Pirates are in town to take on the Charlotte 49ers because they got a massive matchup this weekend.
Let's not jump ahead here. We've got Northern is way bigger than Charlotte. Just it pertains to us more, but this one is the game of the year for the
East without a
Pirates.
Doubt. But I was thinking before even jumping to that, I can't even not talk about Northern Illinois. I thought that was fake. With Northern
Notre Dame frauds.
I had Notre Dame in the pick'em pool at minus 31.5.
Shout out,
Kyle. I gave him out as a pick. Yeah, 28.5, whatever it was.
Nuts. Yeah, you know, that's what it went down to. Yeah, it was, they set the lines on the pick 'em pool on Tuesday. So by the time Saturday came around, I think it was like 28.5. And yeah, Northern Illinois. I mean, Notre Dame, man, it's
what an upset.
I mean, two years ago it was Marshall. Now it's Northern Illinois. I mean,
Rocky Lombardi is Rocky Lombardi somewhere selling insurance, just looking down on the boys.
Exactly right.
If anything, this just proves my in-state theory is true. In-state little brothers are always play with a chip on their shoulder. So just keep that in mind when you're gambling.
What do you mean?
What? Like Northern Illinois is not Illinois. Like they're Illinois.
No.
Like that type of
thing. That's not true. Notre Dame's in Indiana.
Yeah.
But good try.
I think you're talking about like schools that aren't like
the Notre Dame's in South of Indiana, my boy.
Not. I was talking about the same thing.
What you thought about Notre Dame?
Yeah,
okay.
At South
Bend. Well, what do you want me to do? I've worked all day. I'm brain fried.
I'll take that, Connor. Right. I'll take that as schools that aren't the main university, like schools that are like East Carolina. It's not North Carolina. Schools that are like
correct,
you know, like Eastern Michigan. Keep that in mind. It's not Michigan. Yeah, schools
keep
that
in mind.
Schools like that, because I mean, yeah, that was. I mean, NBC with the contract they have with Notre Dame, they have a 5-minute highlight video on YouTube. That's all that they fucking have from that fucking game. I was so pissed. I wanted to see Notre Dame how they got the 62-yard field goal. Like I wanted to see like the stadium pulse.
Ridiculous. But you see the NIU boneyard they have of all like the notable people they upset or like took down?
No, no.
Oh, do they have like this thing? It's like these giant bones on a shelf. It's like, oh, we took down Louisville this time. We took down Notre Dame. We took down like Northwestern, like all Power Five schools pretty much.
I forget Northern Illinois when we were playing NCAA football back before it came out in like the early 2010s. They were like a pretty good like group of five team.
They had who was their quarterback? Jordan Lynch.
I mean, all I know is Rocky Lombardi.
Rocky Lombardi shot Rocky Lombardi.
Absolute cover machine. Commented on LRP post back in the day. Not a big
Stallion.
Deal. But yeah, I mean,
he's been in my DMs.
Texas.
Not a big deal.
Texas absolutely mollywopped Michigan, and I mean ECU with a great win over Old Dominion. Boise State gave Oregon everything that they had.
Great.
Was there a midday game that I'm missing in all the madness that I was involved in last weekend?
Nebraska, Colorado.
Nebraska might be the real deal. Everyone's talking about Dylan.
Colorado's Ari- fraud.
Is his last name Areola, like the titty?
No,
or
I just Rayola.
Riola, well, everyone's talking about him and the Mahomes impersonations. Tell you what,
it's not crazy.
It's the most highest form of flattery, and it seems to be working for Nebraska. And it's hilarious to see Matt Rule thriving.
I've got it.
The Panthers are absolute dog.
Well,
shit.
I've got a
you,
take.
You guys
on
saw the video I sent of Nebraska, right? By Billy, it was the easiest pick in the world.
Was that their pregame video?
Yeah, it was from the previous week. But if they even come out anything close to that. With Skrilla playing,
yeah, prayer
against Colorado
Skrilla,
was a wrap.
Prayer and Skrilla is more wilder than 9/11 to Shannon Sharp. I mean, that's how you get the folks going. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I do think though, I will say, I think this Nebraska like hype is such a setup for a letdown. It's not even funny. Like,
yeah,
they're gonna because right now what they did them winning game one, game two, Colorado was such a big game for them. They're already. I've heard so many people being like, their schedule's so easy. Like them being 7-0 is like very realistic right now, and that is like the craziest way to think in college football.
Yeah, to jump that ahead is wild.
There is to be talking about 7-0 right now after beating Colorado, who I think anyone with their like normal mindset would have told you Nebraska was going to win pretty easily. I think Nebraska is set up for an. I mean, they're playing Northern Iowa, who's 2-0 this year. Northern Illinois, Northern Iowa. Same state to
same
Pete's
state.
Credit, same state, Iowa, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Iowa. It's all the
they're
same.
All the same.
Corn,
it's the Midwest.
Cornfield,
corn fed.
Yeah, it's the same corn.
Corn fed.
But to that point, term, it's a starving fan base. We beat App State this weekend. I'm looking the fuck ahead. It's just like, what the fuck else is there in Nebraska besides look ahead when you're out 2-0 for the first time? It's like 1995. But at the same point in time.
Yeah, but when it makes sense, it doesn't. When it makes sense, it doesn't. That's college football.
Yeah,
the way the Big Ten works, I mean, after Northern Iowa, they play Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, Indiana. Like, those are going to be –
like them against Indiana.
Like Purdue against Purdue.
One of those games is going to be an absolute dogfight that's, like, 10-12. Like, they're not going to skate through that. And then they have Ohio State, USC, Wisconsin, Iowa, like, UCLA. They're not –
everyone's talking about the Ohio State game and they're going to make it there undefeated at Terps Point. And it's like, to also Terps Point, they're probably going to stumble. Before, I mean, the fact that they're even talking about that is just not – it's no bueno. It's no bueno. And, I mean –
but Colorado also sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, Colin, what do you got to say about them? What do you got to say about them? Is everybody off the train now completely? I mean, is it just has it faded off now?
No, I still think they're going to be interesting to watch. Like Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are great players. Like they're fun to watch. They're both going to end up getting drafted. It's the only reason to tune in other than Prime.
Correct.
That's the only reason that they get viewers, they get hype. Like the rest of their team is not good stacked up against really anybody in college outside of those two players.
Correct. That's exactly what I was going to say. They just bring eyeballs to their games. That's all they're good for. Their team as a whole sucks. If you don't know that by now, you're fucking stupid. Don't buy it on Nebraska either. They might win a couple more games. Don't ride that wave. Don't ride the big red wave yet.
And I mean, college football week three, it has this every now and again where it's like sometimes we get past the first couple of weeks and get dog shit. It's kind of what we got this week. I believe we
Hold on.
have.
Can we talk about Johnny's lighting right now? He looks like he's on chat roulette and about to drop his Shannon Sharp in front of the fucking camera.
I'm getting everything set up in my new little studio. I gotta get my room. I gotta get another curtain to throw back in there.
You need
Gotta
a
get another
fucking
curtain.
lamp, dude. You need a lamp. What is
Yeah,
this
no, I got rid
shit?
of a lot of stuff. I got rid of a lot of stuff in my move. It's bad. I know. I know. I look like I'm
All
gonna
right,
tell
back to
Harry Potter
business.
stories, but back to business. Fucking from the Chamber of Secrets. I'm looking at the pick 'em pool, Conrad. We have one, we have two, we have two games that are single digit spread in the top 25 slate this weekend in college football. It's going to be in the crumbs. It's going to be absolutely in the crumbs this week. And the thing about this with college football, for I think the past couple of years with the talent being spread out, one of these double digit dogs is going to go down outright. One of them is going to go down outright at least. Everyone thinks it's going to be a week where it's bullshit for college football. There's going to be an Oregon State to give Oregon a game, a BC to give Missouri a game. There's going to be something like that that's going to happen. And it's this is where you come to shine, big fella. And by big fella, I mean the eyebrows, not the big body. Talking to you, Conrad. Send me a big video this
Listen,
weekend.
it's what I do every weekend, every Saturday, day in and day out. I deliver the picks. The money's always in the crumbs, like you said. So let me do my research. Let me get back to you, and I'll provide the winners. Easy as that.
Yeah, we'll drop and I'll get the picks from the boys this week. We'll drop it on the story probably Friday. We'll get one pick from Nikki, one pick from Conrad, myself, and Turb. Throw it out there as an
Washington, Washington
LRP
State,
parlay. And
Pitt, West Virginia.
we'll roll from there. Nikki, do you have nightly news and we get NFL?
Yeah, I do have nightly news.
Rip through it quick and let's talk some NFL football.
F
All
I
right.
U F A E.
This league.
This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting off, as always, MLB. Yankees lead the AL East 83 and 62. The Guardians, with the same record, leading the AL Central. The Astros lead the AL West at 77 and 67. Brewers lead the NL Central 83-61. The Dodgers lead the NL West at 86 and 59. And Conrad's Phillies, still with the best record in baseball, leading the NL East at 87 and 58. Speaking of Conrad's Phillies, Kyle Schwarber set the MLB record with 14 leadoff home runs this year. But wait, he was injured. He's now considered day-to-day, hyperextended his elbow. Tyreek Hill was pulled over for speeding on his way to the game on Sunday. He instantly started arguing with the officer and was pulled from the car. He said originally he thought he handled the situation well, but after watching the footage himself, he said he wished he could change how he acted. In a statement, though, he did call for the police officer to be fired. Deshaun Watson is yet again dealing with a sexual assault case stemming from an encounter in 2020. The lawsuit says a lot of things that we already heard about Watson from his original cases. He showed up to a single mother's house, laid down on her bed naked, and asked her to play with his butt. This is one of two remaining lawsuits that have not been settled, while Watson has resolved 23 others. The man who tried to rob and ended up shooting Ricky Pearsall was in court on Tuesday, where his lawyer argued he should only be charged with attempted robbery and not attempted murder, despite shooting Pearsall in the chest. Puka Nacua aggravated an old knee injury against the Lions on Sunday, spraining his PCL, and is being put on the IR. He will miss at least four games. In a Tebow-like performance, Caleb Williams completed 14 of 29 passes for 92 yards in his debut, although he did become the first number one overall quarterback draft pick to win his debut since Carson Palmer back in 2002. People are upset with this year's Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans because Kendrick Lamar was selected over Lil Wayne, Holly Grove resident. Jay-Z is a part of the committee who selects it, and I think this is a shot from back in the early 2000s where they argued on who was the greatest rapper alive. The Phoenix Suns are being sued for $60 million in a discrimination lawsuit by a former employee. Andrea Trishan was the manager of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and somehow the Suns treated her with racism. Iowa and Iowa State athletes are now suing the state that brought criminal charges against them for underage gambling. 37 different plaintiffs alleged that the state used unwarranted searches of their phones as evidence that they had used gambling sites with many registering under false identities. after starting 0-2 and allowing DJ Uiagalelei to play quarterback at their school, Florida State has already lost 2 4-star recruits, both decommitting to play elsewhere. And last, our AB tweet of the week, while giving a live commentary of the presidential debate, AB tweeted, Harrison Butker's wife wants to clap after Kamala speaks, but knows she will be sent to the kitchen to make cookies. And that, my friends, is Nikki Naily News.
The NFL looking a lot like the NBA.
Tara, wow.
Where do you want to lead us off, Tara? Because, I mean, Nikki just said it, the headlines between Deshaun, Tyreek. I mean, wild NFL week one.
Just the script writers simply, they can't make a can't better script. Themselves. They can't. It's like, it's crack cocaine. This, you know, little maybe a pre-hint for why I love this league. It's just you're on your couch and your head is spinning from the night before and you're thinking that you're tripping, seeing Tyreek Hill all over the news, getting arrested and body slammed into the curb. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. You know, between that, the Ricky, like, I mean, the script writers start before even the season starts. Like the Ricky Pearsall thing, again, I think we touched on it last pod. It's just such a crazy story. He's wearing his Rolex at the game last night, the same Rolex that they tried to literally kill him for. And he was wearing it on the sideline, like very low key flexing it, as he should, by the way, as he should. But I don't know. I think for me personally, the most humor I've seen is just the Deshaun Watson banter on Twitter and all the memes that have come about. This man is like, I mean, they're saying that this sexual assault thing is just an attempt to try to like get the Cleveland Browns out of this fucking literal shithole, ironically, that they're in with him. But I mean, he's bad, man. He's really bad. And to see Baker Mayfield do the same thing that he did week one, right, simultaneously, not only is it like bad for the Panthers to see Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, the top two QBRs in the league last week, but yeah, and that's something else we haven't talked about is how fucking devastating the Panthers franchise is.
How did I not take the Saints in the pick'em pool? Like, how did I just skip over not taking the Saints?
So many people had the fucking the Bengals too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all I know is the Panthers are getting faded in the
difference between, I think the difference between the Panthers and like a team like the Patriots, they're a bad team. There's bad teams. And then there's poverty franchises. There's bad teams. The Patriots are a bad team. Don't get me wrong. The Bengals doesn't like them beating the Bengals week one. Doesn't really excite me much. It's a great win. Knocked out. Shout out if you're in a survivor pool because I'm in two.
Yeah.
I'm in two and one, I think, out of 55 people. It knocked out 30. And then another one I'm in out of 140, it knocked out 60. So, yeah. I mean, talk Wild. About a week one win for the survivors that didn't pick the Bengals. But Panthers are poverty. The Patriots are a bad team. There's two different things there.
No, that's exactly right. And like, I mean, I know we're all over the place right now, but like I said it on the story, I mean, I was absolutely livid to when the NFL used to do one CBS, one Fox at one. You get the Cowboys game at 4 o'clock, and then you get a CBS game at 4 o'clock. I'm all jacked up for football. I get back to the house after being in Verizon for an hour, and all I get is Panthers getting blown the fuck out at 2:15, and that's the only game I got. You have no choice if you live in this region near the Carolina Panthers to buy a Sunday ticket. You have no choice. And Nikki, we pulled trigger on it. $33 a month between me, you, and senior. So fucking be it, because now I get to watch whatever the fuck game I want. If that's what I have to do, I have to do dance monkey dance. I'll fucking dance, Goodell. But it's unbelievable that now they get rid of the two games at 1 o'clock, because I mean, it's awful. That watching that Panther Saints game, it was, you couldn't even hold on to
it's
it.
It's like watching an Iowa. It's like worse than watching an Iowa football game.
Oh my God. Give me Iowa versus fucking Northern Colorado any day of the week over that fucking bullshit. I mean, it's this Panthers team, $1.80 tickets. I mean, it's fucking bad. I mean, it's terrible. I got guys from the Cape Classic trip that want to come down here for like, you know, tailgating and stuff. They can't make ECU Charlotte. I'm like, well, guess what? Come down for ACC championship game in December because you're not going to get fucking jack shit with the Panthers. It was to the point when I was living next to the stadium, Conrad. My house, my street would be packed in March for Charlotte FC. I could come home Sunday at 1:30 for a Panther home game, not a car in sight. It's bad. Crazy. These poor Panther fans thought Tepper would be the answer. He's been everything but it. Bryce Young is so – I mean, I was saying CJ Stroud, I watch him be the one Ohio State quarterback that pans out. So far he has. But, again, what do you think pan out in the Panthers organization? Who knows? It's
a wild crazy situation. To see, like, not only the CJ Stroud thing and, like, the DJ Moore trades, but to see, like, not only that, but, like, quarterbacks that literally the Panthers had and – tried to ruin right. are now like Baker. I mean, Sam Darnold played the fucking Giants. I'm not gonna get like a hard on for him, but there's no chance he's not decent with in the Vikings, and the Vikings are not a good team either. But I mean, to see all of that, it's literally the last 5 years of the Panthers franchise is all around them, and you're seeing it every Sunday unfold, and they're all doing so much better. So much better.
Yeah, I saw a graphic on Instagram, and it was building the worst quarterback in the league, and it was just like
all Bryce Young's stats.
Bryce Young's IQ, Bryce Young's mobility, Bryce Young's arm. Yeah, like
it doesn't help. It doesn't help that he's the same height as Conrad either. Okay, that doesn't help him either. I mean, there's only one quarterback that can do that. It's Drew
Brees. Buddy, you're like 6 inches taller than me.
Six is a lot. Holy shit.
All right. Half an inch.
Oh my God.
Half an inch.
All I know is 6 inches. All I know is Burlington Code Factory is going to need to do an audit on this guy's computer today. He's been all over the place with fucking Northern Illinois, the same state as Notre Dame. I'm 6 inches.
Yeah.
All I know is some emails got sent to the wrong people today at Burlington Code. But I mean, the Friday night game too. Again, I gotta buy
Peacock. Yeah.
I gotta buy Peacock. Now I found out. I'm reaching out to everybody about getting their accounts, and I've got it figured out. I can cancel shit. But it's like if you're on your own with no friends, you're paying almost $1,000 to watch NFL football this year. But
yeah, and you've heard about the DirecTV debacle. Yeah. DirecTV, right? Like, people are paying for DirecTV to have Sunday ticket. They're not getting Sunday ticket. They're not getting shit.
No, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess, but it's neither here nor there. What's here is Jordan Love, 5 seconds left in the game, Hail Mary opportunity. He goes down. Devastating for fantasy owners, devastating for the Packers. The guy just signs a massive deal, and now they got the Liberty quarterback who might have something to keep him in place because that just Jordan sucks Love's to see a quarterback there, go down though. Like that.
Jordan Love apparently is still not ruled out this week, which clearly he's not going to play this week, but I think that
he's only going to probably miss like 6 weeks.
Yeah, no. They're saying like way less. They're saying like 3 to 4, which is,
I mean, imagine that. You know what sucks about that though too is the flight back injured to fuck from Brazil to the States, 8 hours in a plane when you're fucking nursing a fucking leg like that. Granted, he's probably lying down on a couch or a bed in that fucking plane, but still,
yeah.
I didn't think we saw some sloppy football, boys. That Thursday night game, that Friday night game, I know the field, people are talking about the field in Brazil, but my God, the opening game with the Chiefs and Ravens, so sloppy.
Great that game, though.
Eagles game, great so game. Sloppy. But yeah, they both panned out.
I mean, both games were the Thursday and Friday night games were two of the best games of the weekend, really. I mean, if you kind of break down the Sunday slate between that and the here's what the NFL is. They're gonna throw your shit games, your Panthers, your Saints, and all of that, and your Cowboys and your Browns. But what were the best games? It was the standalone game Thursday night, the standalone game Friday night, and the overtime standalone game Sunday night. Yeah. And then you had Aaron Rodgers, which is always gonna bring the spectacle. It was a good game for the first half. Could have told you that personally for me. The easiest bet of the week was the Monday night get right game where Christian McCaffrey, I don't know about you guys, you know, you've been in the game long enough. When you see a team who's a 4-point favorite go to a 3.5-point favorite after losing their best player, what does that fucking tell you? It means Vegas don't give two fucks if Christian McCaffrey is in that game or not. The Jets were never going to win that game ever.
Dude, Garrett Wilson's jersey was driving me crazy. He looked like a backup.
Yeah, You
he's
can't
like a
be that.
Backup QB.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you cannot be. You can't be that skinny and being a sleeve guy. You're either a quarterback and a sleeve guy. You can't be a string bean and be a sleeve guy where these things are coming down to your fucking elbows.
Yeah, it was driving me up a wall watching him run around with like wind catching his jersey.
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing that because of Rodgers, because Rodgers is a sleeve guy, but him, Sauce Gardner, and all
looks
three
gross,
of them.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was gonna say McCaffrey being out won me a fantasy league. Fucking that
as well.
Won a lot of people.
Can we talk about that? Like Jordan Mason goes out, has the game of his life, like almost 150 rushing yards. You want to feel great for the guy on like, you know, his debut as the starter or whatever. And then at the end of the game, the only headline is that he gave an interview saying he knew on Friday and then the team didn't release it.
But when people get pissed about that, Nikki, it's like, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you know, this guy isn't going to take chances. You know, he's always banged up here and there. That's on fucking you for trusting him Monday night. And that's on you for not going to the waiver wire, picking up Mason, dropping a dud that you have on your bench. But that's just what I'm saying from the fantasy perspective. I know people were very pissed about that from fantasy. They wish they had that knowledge.
You got
to know that with McCaffrey, that he's not you got to know that in the back of your head.
And this is the Patriots, the Bill Belichick mindset is like, here's the thing. Like everyone is from a gambling perspective, I saw it as it was even more of a just like conviction to say that the 49ers were the easiest pick of the week. But with that is also, they're like, you know, gambling wise and fantasy wise and all of this, and you guys promote this and promote that is you, the 49, like you've got to know that this is the NFL and there's always a competitive advantage to be had about doing that. And if you're not going to say, if the NFL doesn't have the balls to say, you need to say, if you're starting on Friday, and if you don't have an answer on Friday, then even if you are good to start on Sunday, it's too bad. You should have reported it on Friday, but that's not their policy. If that's not their policy, if they're going to fucking open up a gray policy for loopholes, then you've got to know that those are possibilities in the making.
It's the same thing that happened with Joe Burrow last year.
Yeah, same exact thing where he came out and then he pulled back. It's like, I mean, look, like don't fault the guy. The guy had an unbelievable game. I think if anything, it kind of does prove that. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers offensive line is just unbelievable, and this isn't a knock to. It's not a knock to Christian McCaffrey. It's also not a knock to Brock Purdy, but. Like that just shows you how elevated Brock Purdy is in that offense. I mean, you could put Sam Darnold behind that offensive line and he's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Like another takeaway I had too, was like Brandon Ayuk, the drop balls, Jamar Chase, the drop balls. I mean, these guys, I mean, like Edelman brings it up all the time. Like when the Patriots are at their best, they were playing in fucking preseason. These guys that hold out and don't go back to school shopping.
Brady played preseason almost every year.
Right. That's something that next year, I mean, CeeDee Lamb was kind of really the only exception. It's like, I mean, Dak Prescott another exception. The Cowboys kind of made it out great, which they're going to do every single regular season to start off hot, and they got taken care of. But like next year, you got to think some of these owners, what the fuck are you doing letting this shit fucking go this fucking long? I mean, it's insane that the fact that they have these star players that are playing with contracts, not negotiated right at that fucking bell. That's something to me. I don't understand.
You gotta lock them up.
I just don't understand.
Either lock them up or you let them walk. I mean, it's that simple. Right. You either lock them up or let them walk. Like if that's the route you want to go, if same, you know, we talked about it last week with Jamar Chase, it's like, it's now or never. So why are we dragging it out another season?
Because wait so
at this
long,
point, what is his
you have lineup set? Other teams have their team set when you wait so long and you want to move a piece. Maybe they liked what their fucking wide receiver three was doing in the preseason and they don't want to fucking pay the money. It's like, why do they wait? I just don't. Yeah, I don't get why they handcuffed themselves. Like, I didn't get why Russell Wilson was dressed in full pads until I found out he was an emergency quarterback. If that came out, that guy had the emergency quarterback, that would have been insane.
Clown of the week, dude. Clown of the week. I mean, at this point, With the NFL script too, is like at this point they could just be telling this man like, we want to let you down easy. Just say that you're hurt, and this is our way of saying that you're not our starting quarterback. Because that sure as hell what it seems like at this point. Like,
I mean,
if you're injured, you're not the emergency quarterback. Like, if you're injured, you can't play.
Yeah, he's like the Zamboni driver who's the emergency goalie at like fucking NHL games. Like, that's basically what, like he might as well just been doing the chain game. I mean, I just don't, Conrad, I don't understand. They had Justin Fields talk about him returning kicks 3 months ago, and he's the starting quarterback. Well, you're Russell Wilson. I mean, and that the Steelers was too. The Steelers is classic too. 16-10 game. I mean, the Steelers are gonna fucking get to 9-8. It's gonna be disgusting football. But defense. I'll tell you what, the football was so much better with Big Ben. Now when you got fucking like, I just
absolutely. That's not even a doubt.
No offense. You guys are the Panthers, but you can somehow like
no. I'd say
score and win games. It's insane.
No, I'd say
so gross to watch.
The Steelers and the Patriots. No, the Steelers and
it's
the
gross
Patriots.
In terms of being gross to watch.
No, the Steelers and the
defense
Patriots.
Is great
the Steelers
to watch.
And
you just don't appreciate.
Yeah, you're right.
You missed your opportunity there. The Steelers and the Patriots are quite literally the same teams. The Patriots beat the Bengals 16-10. The Steelers beat the Falcons 16-10. They played the 18. Same game. They're going to – or 8-10 or whatever it was. But they muddy up the waters. They're going to make you play their game. And if they can beat you with low-scoring games, and they're two teams where you could say the Patriots with Tom Brady and you could say the Steelers were Big Ben. Guess what? That ain't the fucking case anymore. It's not. It's just not the reality. And if that means your team can still scratch away fucking – scratch and claw wins, then I respect – I think Steelers – they're right there with like from I don't know what their like spread like coverage is or like based
pretty
off
good
of
all
Vegas,
time.
Vegas lines over no I'm saying post Big Ben like they're such a good betting team like they're a scary team to bet but they're always basically underdogs or low favorites and against those little body Falcons and those little franchises they get the job done so. You know, that's all. I mean, that's a takeaway from that game.
Yeah, like at Denver, this weekend, they're -2.5, and it's like they're gonna scratch and claw. They're gonna scratch and claw in that game, and the over under 36.5 points. I mean,
they'll win 16-10 again. They'll literally win 16-10 again.
The Steelers
and they'll cover.
The Steelers and the Pats are just professional Iowa Hawkeyes, and I
correct.
I may convert.
Everyone's
that.
Piling on their takes now. I get it, and that's also another good one too.
I may end up taking their unders for the rest of the season as well, even though I wanted to retire from NFL betting week one because I lost all my bets in the NFL.
Teasers.
I mean, Nick, let's talk about that. You're right. There is a lot of parody. It's not like college football. And the NFL, it's fucking tough, man. Like, it's the witching hour, the Cardinals, Bills. I mean, fucking the witching hour is something you don't get in college football that you get with the NFL. And it's, you saw it Sunday first take with the Titans going 17 unanswered. They're not scoring again the rest of the game. But I mean, I know, but I want to get your take, Conrad, on the Steelers, though. I mean, talk to me. Did you watch the game? I mean,
watch
where are you
the
at
game.
Right now?
Watch the game. It's about what I expected, to be honest. I did not expect the offense to be able to do much. I had no faith in Justin Fields. I expected the defense to hold their own, and they really did. I mean, TJ Watt, best defensive player in the league. He's a fucking beast. We picked up that dude in the secondary. His name is escaping me, number 26.
Panthers player.
Yeah, exactly. Robinson, I think, is his last name. Something like that. He had interceptions. Defense was playing great. That's Steeler football to a T. I do want to just – I love Big Ben. I miss Big Ben so much. That was the best time to be a Steelers fan. But this is what I expected. I would have hoped that the offense would have scored a touchdown. But it's very obvious they were playing to just get field goals. Chris Boswell, I mean, pick him up on your fantasy teams if you don't have him now.
Yeah.
He is going to – he's gonna rake in fantasy points.
He's turning into like a Phil Dawson. Just like he's just so automatic from like a Nick Folk. Just he's gonna kick
like
so
Moody, 29 points Monday night.
Yeah, lost to fucking Jake Moody on Monday night, but it's whatever. Zero money work league. But no, let's talk about two things here that I know Johnny doesn't want to bring up. So first things first. He was all gung ho about this hip drop tackle. It's gonna change. I don't think there was a single hip drop call all weekend. And there was 100 hip drop tackles. So that just shows you how fraud of a rule that is. Like, Josh Allen literally got hip dropped to his knees in front of the ref, and he's begging for it, and they said, keep playing. So we know that that is yourself. Not a penalty. And the
yeah,
other
I did notice that. But the thing is, though, Terry, they have it in the back pocket. And if they're not going to call one, you better not call it on conference championship week. That's the only thing that's
scary. What I've learned, the call is now is the illegal formation. That's what no one was talking about.
Oh, my God, so many.
The amount of legal formations where the, like, right guard's shoulders are not, like, parallel with the right tackle. That's the bullshit call of the year that's going to continue to happen. And personally, that is just unbelievable. That's such a terrible call. The offensive linemen already are at such a disadvantage to have to block these fucking monsters of men coming at them full speed and hitting them in every which way. Such a bullshit call. But that's my
What'd you think about the kickoff? I mean, the kickoff, I
like it. I like it.
Thing I'm gonna dynamic miss Super Bowl when, like, just like, even though no one even takes it back, but when it's like that, like, animosity of once they got rid of the 5 yard run up, it's like you might as well go this route.
It looks stupid, and I saw something where they were like, the first kicker that can perfect hitting the ball on the 20 yard line is going to be worth so much money because.
So if it lands before the 20, it's dead.
It's a 40. It's like kicking it out of bounds. But if you land it, let's say on the 18 yard line, it's like such it's a sketchy ball. It's a sketchy ball.
Yeah.
No one knows what to do with it. So that's why you're seeing some of those penalties is because some of the strategy there is to say, hey, let's not kick it deep into the end zone. Let's not kick it at them. Let's try to land it in that sweet spot.
Yeah, because the 30-yard line or the 40, it's like you might as well try to start perfecting that fucking pooch in there.
Yeah, it's like a pooch kick. So, I mean, we got a first week back, we got a return kickoff. So that already tells you that, you know, how many did we have last year? 3 maybe total. Yeah. And then we had the Bears guy almost run one back as well. So that was like basically 2 kickoff returns in the first week, which is incredible for fantasy defenses or whatever.
That kicker now is the last line of defense. They break.
They're on an island.
And that kicker, man. That kicker is the literal
Antonio Brown fucking highlights coming back.
Part to kick him, yeah.
And then I guess my last thing to bring up is, speaking of fantasy, we've got 2 guys right here to the left of me. Mr. CBB Young, Mr. Nikki Six, both 0-2 in the fantasy league that I'm in. So, you know, what are our thoughts there?
Yeah, I know. I mean, again, I try fucking picking like the same team, making 3 fucking leagues here for the first time since college. And of course, fucking I go down to Stokes' his little brother. And I try to do this thing with fantasy. Like, I don't know, unlike fucking probably Turb and Nikki, I don't like to have a stacked bench. Because then if you have a bench where it goes off, then you're like, come Sunday, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? I like having my set guys and my bench to be dog shit. I want to fucking worry about it.
Fuck injuries.
It's a terrible strategy.
I don't want to worry about it. I don't want to worry about adding in. Like, I don't know if this was the league, but I had like Brian Robinson Jr. I had Jordan Reed in the Packers, like 30 points. It's one of those things where 0-1's never terrible, but when you get to 0-2, that's when you don't want to start off with 2 losses. So I like myself in fantasy. I think I'll figure it out. I'm not too worried. I know the big fellow's research though. He's probably gonna be going ham on that waiver wire. He's definitely a waiver wire freak.
No, I had 2 guys really shit the bed. I mean, Evan Engram with 1.5 points. That's tough.
That was your pick of the year?
Yeah.
Hold on, to shit on myself. My pick of the year was Dalton Kincaid that had 1 more whole point than him. So.
Yeah. No, I mean he still had 4 points. I'm not worried about it. Like,
it's week 1 overreactions now. It's week Dalton Kincaid, Evan Engram. They could like Dalton Kincaid tomorrow night could come back and have 10 catches against the Dolphins. Yeah, so
100%. And then I had Drake London
here's what I know. The reason why you drafted Drake London, let me guess, you've never owned him in fantasy before this year. Because if you've owned him in fantasy before, he is probably the most fraud fantasy person. As soon as you're out on him, you put him on your bench, he's going to drop 25 points. As soon as you put him in, he's going to score 3.
He is the worst.
I mean, right now, he's my flex. I have Michael Pittman and George Pickens. So, like, I understand what you're saying, but I can. I can't rotate him out.
And then say you're going to rotate him, and then he's going to go off, and you're going to say next week I'm putting him in, and then he's going to shit the bet.
Fancy nightmare. I mean, again, the pick of the year is mine was Jackson Smith and Jigba would be better than DK Metcalf. Again, two catches, 19 yards. So it's like, you know, it's week one.
Yeah, it's like week one. Week one overreactions. It's you have to overreact. It's the NFL. Yeah. It's the NFL. You have to overreact. It's what's necessary. That's why I have to call you out because I knew you'd never talk about it. But yes.
No, but you're right.
Don't worry.
Like J.K. Dobbins out of my bench week one in the league that we're in Charlotte.
And his fucking knee will be outside of his shin by week three.
Yeah, I know. No. And I mean, he's playing the Panthers this week. You bet your ass.
Gets gassed after 25 yard run.
Just give me one touchdown before your shin is in the sky, J.K. Dobbins. But yeah, it's one of those things too. The ten man league, you're gonna have to make
decisions. Yeah,
that's why I love the 12 man. The 12 man.
That's
you got your guys, and that's it.
That's another thing that I've learned. I've only been in one fantasy league for the past like 2 or 3 years. And our league, me and Pete's league, is double flex. And the double flex is so nice because that one guy that you're iffy about is in your starting lineup where now you don't have that. It's like my bench could go off. Like I have three guys on my bench that could probably all be in that flex spot depending on their matchup. And then you're shooting yourself in the dick every time.
No, yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. I saw Stephon Diggs, whoever brought it up on last week's Epi. He looks like he's going to be okay this year. I don't know if it was Conrad or Nicky, but looks like he's.
I think all Texans will be just fine in that fucking offense.
Even Jerry O'Connell route.
I was surprised.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I was surprised True, with though. The usage of Mixon. Like, Mixon, no gloves. He looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Speaking of fantasy,
he's a workhorse.
Nikki's team, the Njigbas in Paris, are going to be fine. We're not worried about it. We'll fight back.
Njigbas in Paris, he doesn't even have him on his team. I checked. Doesn't even have him on the team.
I'm playing Darius this week, who's also 0-1.
Yeah, Darius's team is by far, that's a bye week, so at least that's a get right for you.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm playing Brooks. I mean, he's got like Montgomery.
Well, you're playing Brooks, who was the leading scorer last week.
His running backs are bad. His running backs are bad. But his wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp. I mean, that's
yeah.
I'm about to put up some numbers.
Cooper Kupp. I wish I only have him in one league, the one that means zero for my work league. But God, like I
him
told
and Puka
myself,
Nacua are gonna take turns getting injured.
But no, but I told myself that. And every draft, I said Puka Nacua. Everyone is drafting him way too high. Kupp is still Stafford's number one guy. If Kupp is healthy, Kupp is going to get 100 receptions this year. And what happened? Puka went down. He's out for 4 weeks. Cooper Kupp is going to catch 20 balls a game for the next 4 weeks.
I believe last episode I said Derrick Henry's just going to have 2 touchdowns, 50 yards every game. He had 46 yards, 1 touchdown. If he can just give me one extra touchdown,
yeah,
I'll be there. And like, I got boned too. Like, it's going to happen. Like, Travis Kelce, no show. It's like week one, people, you don't overreact. You stick with your guys through a couple of weeks, then you make decisions.
Hey,
you overreact and you're a mess.
Something to note. Pete saw it last year. I started 0-4 and won 10 straight fantasy games in a row. So,
I did see that.
Remember that term? Me and you were both in December on like massive win streaks. And that's you find
keep your horses. It's all about staying healthy. That's what fantasy at the end of the day, you're not gonna be in last if your team stays healthy. The teams that fall to last are when their horses go down early. So if you draft durable guys like Derrick Henry and like AJ Browns that you know they're gonna have their down weeks. But as long as they stay healthy, everything is good. You know, J.K. Dobbins, I don't know. We probably can't
say
the same.
My two running backs, Derrick Henry and J.K. Dobbins, one guy's glass and one guy's a boulder. It's fucking opposite. But that is the cool
fantasy thing. Corner.
I kind of like, though, Ter, being back in three leagues. You're just hawk-eyeing.
Yeah.
Hawk-eyeing every single fucking hour. You're hawk-eyeing. You're doing the slide-through.
I get the this is like, you know how you get the fantasy notifications? Like I'll have like Dalton Kincaid and James Cook, and I've got like your players in the red zone, your players in the red. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And it just comes out, it's just one player that's in the red zone the whole time. Like you got four notifications that one player's in the red zone.
Dude, I'm just it's week one is always a fucking shell shock to me. It's always like it's here, it's really here. And then I feel like week two is when you really get like, okay, let's get settled in, let's get a routine going. You like going to the bars for the game, you get that going, you like going to your couch, pizza delivery. delivery, fucking DoorDash, you get that
going. I like alternating. Right. Whatever. Last weekend was couch. I think this week's a little bounce around.
What's that place? What's that one place we always used to go to in Charlotte? It's like a
tavern.
It's a brunch spot. It has like chicken and
Leroy Fox. Yes.
Wow. Yes. Shout out Leroy Fox.
Might get in the mix this Sunday. You never know. Home game Panthers. Doesn't mean anything.
$1.80 tickets. If that's true.
Yeah, my bottomless mimosa is more than watching a full fucking Panthers game.
It's $1.80 ticket, but the fees are like $20. Like the fees are 20 times the ticket. It's fucking, I mean, what do you like? Scalpers in Charlotte are on the hot seat. I mean, how do you even make a living nowadays? I mean, you don't. Like, can you imagine being like a fucking worker at Bank of America Stadium? You're just like, fucking, all right. Like, if you're like some one scalper, of those guys in the box,
like some scalper in like 2015, he's had to sell his home, his car, everything. It's like since Cam Newton, he was selling $300 tickets. Like, inflation has been the dead opposite for him.
And maybe being Patriot fans, Steeler fans, if I hear one more Panther say you should have been here in 2015, shut the fuck up. I was literally a senior in high school, a freshman in college. Like, fucking get over it. Like, you're dealing with now. And now is, I mean, that's all you have to hold on to is something 9 years ago. My God, it's something to be seen. But, I mean, we're back, boys. I'm so pumped for this App State ECU game. This App State ECU game, I'm going to fucking fully watch, start to finish, get locked in.
Yeah.
I think we got to lock in for that. Yeah, we do, because last weekend was fucking such a fucking good time. Yeah,
scatterbrain. I'm trying to be a little more locked into some college football. I don't know, but it was
week 1, week 2.
Between Raleigh and last weekend, I've seen probably the first half of every 12 o'clock game. That's about it.
Yeah, like Nikki didn't bring up too. Like, Turbo's doing that thing, Conrad, where he was on the phone with Nikki's speakerphone when he's talking about that phone call. And like, I like come in, I'm like, "Oh, Turb, where you at? Is that Johnny? Dog shit. I'm like, are you fucking selling?
It's just, yeah, I just hear the voice and I totally forget where I am.
He hopped in the backseat and then just started absolutely pummeling him.
and the best part is that we still have 4 months ahead of this for us. College, NFL. It's the time to be a month from now in ECU.
Selwyn Saturday.
We still have a bunch in the mix. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Selwyn too was a perfect mix of people on Saturday. It was a perfect. It wasn't too crowded. Wasn't not crowded. I mean, what do you think, Nikki? I thought it was a perfect mix.
I think outside of my bar tab, I had a great time, and I am glad that I won my NCAA bet.
Dude, the Gamecock fans, Nikki, too. The Gamecock fans were out like fucking wildfire, too. I mean, they start 2-0, and everyone thinks that they're fucking back. Game day being there this weekend, Conrad. I think LSU could fucking put a dog walk on them. I mean, they almost lost to Old Dominion. They should have lost to Old Dominion.
It's a wake-up game.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, boys, hell of an episode. Mm-hmm. EP4 season 2. Anyone got anything else to add before we wrap it up?
Do we want to run through one NFL bet each?
Good call. Do you guys want me to do the story post like I'll do with college football? Whatever you guys want to do.
I'll do college football parlay. That's a post. I think we give out one NFL pick on the pod.
I mean,
yeah, let's do it.
I mean, mine's
this league.
Mine's the and also too. I'm like you saw in the story post. I'm gonna be doing video. I'm gonna be trying to do actual posts. But I've always been curious if I did one pick a week, like an NFL team, where I can go in terms of like having a season. And mine this week is gonna be the Chargers. My video -6.5. I'll tell.
Yep.
Wow.
Gotta do it. Gotta get on the board.
A little LRP premium. You listen to the pod, you already get Johnny's fucking pick of the week. LRP premium.
Lock it in before last the weekend line
you
got moves.
Fuck yourself, Kendall. This weekend you get Chargers -6.5.
There you go.
Get it in before the line moves.
It's crazy, Con, how it hasn't moved in 2 days. It's gonna be 8.5 by Sunday. It has to be.
Oh, you saw their big guy's out for the year too. Best defensive lineman, Derek Brown, gone. See ya.
Yeah, I want to hear
J.K. Dobbins legacy game.
Conrad, Nick.
legacy game.
Conrad's scouring.
I'm scouring
Nicky,
right
I feel
now.
like you already got
Just
it in
keep it on
pocket.
Sunday. Keep it on Sunday. No Monday, no Bills
Nicky, you
tomorrow
already
night.
got it in pocket. Say it. I can tell by the look on your face. What do you got?
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna snipe his Steelers -2.5 against the Broncos.
Love
Take
it.
it.
Love
Take
it.
it.
Love it. Love it. I'll get in. I'll get in. Get me in the mix. Jets bounce back game. Will Levis hands on the knees. What's he gonna do against his Jets defense? Jets defense got absolutely scorched. And they are a good defense still. And like I said, good O-line, San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers is laughing after getting his shit kicked. He comes back. He knows he's playing the Titans this week. Perfect spot for the Jets. Jets -3.5.
It's a great pick. That's a good pick. Going off of that, this is a sloppy game. Sloppy NFC East game. Giants, Commanders. Give me the Commanders -1.5 at home. Giants
Love it.
stink. Daniel Jones stinks. That entire franchise stinks. They let Saquon walk. They were going to be them and the Panthers are going to be bottom of the barrel
And
this entire season.
yeah.
The entire season.
Did you see that
Yeah.
post, Conrad? And
Which
some
one?
of you guys had to see that about the Germany game. It's like the final punishment for World War II. It's the Panthers and
Yeah.
Giants.
It's like someone was like, "Oh, why are they getting punished?" It's like, do you not remember what they did 100 years ago?
The final punishment, Daniel Jones and Bryce Young, if they're even still around for that game. But all right, boys, here you go. You got
Hey.
Commanders -1.5. Jaden Daniels, good showing
All
last week.
favorites. All favorites. My one
Rodgers and the
underdog.
Jets.
That's scary. I don't like
Yes.
that at all.
Rodgers and the Jets was -3.5.
3.5.
-3.5. And Rodgers, you could tell. I mean, the fourth snap, broken season this year, fumble. You could tell he was a little hobbly out there, like the bounce back. Nicky going with the Steelers -2.5.
I
You got the Chargers
also
-6.5. Four favorites. We're doing
four
it. We're here.
favorites.
Screw it. I mean, there's going to be more than four favorites to cover. Just so we pick the right ones for Sunday.
Good point.
Underdog of the week. Couldn't say it in my pick of the week, but Seattle Seahawks coming all the way from Seattle to New England. I think that's going to be a muddy, mucky game. Take the under, but I like you give me Pats +4. Pats +4. Give it to me.
Boston Sports Radio is going to lose their mind about Gerard Mayo if they go 2-0. They are going to lose their
Oh, I know. It's a
they're
suck
going to
fest.
lose their mind. All right, boys, there you go. There you have it. Underdog pick of the week from Turb. You got four picks. LLP parlay for NFL. Be dropping college football on the story post. You got Nikki 2-1 last week. He got Conrad at 6-3. Conrad at 17-11 overall. And you got the boys just getting going on the weekends. Like I said, months ahead of this, fellas. And I fucking love it. We're here for it. Conrad. Send them on their way. Happy four, season two.
You heard him there. Season two, episode four, LRP. We're back. Content flowing. Keep up with the content. Like, subscribe, push notifications, turn them all on. This is LRP. This is what we do. Football season is upon us. Hang, 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 hang.
Hang, hang,
Okay.
hang.